This is the Wetmore Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Mark Martin, head coach of the Wetmore Boys. And, well, Coach, you've only had one game since we've last talked. That was all the way back on Friday of last week, a 48-41 win over Lynn on your home floor. So how would you describe just that win overall since we've last talked?
Well, it was a decent win. I mean, we kind of played with a few things. We got up by 15 there in the third quarter. And I slowed us down and kind of went to one of those grind games. I just wanted us to move the ball and slow the tempo of the game down and get used to maybe having one of those games in sub-state to see how we reacted. And be honest, we got up by 15 and Lynn went on a 10-0 run on us and cut it to 5 and made the game a lot closer than what I thought it really should have been. But at the end, you know, we played good enough to win, and that's what matters.
Yeah, obviously any win at this point in the season is great. So did that work out really, though, in a good sense for the fact that you were able to see how your guys reacted in a situation like that, and now you can work on that here in these last couple of games, hopefully?
Definitely. I mean, there was some things that we absolutely did wrong, that's for sure. I mean, I wanted to see the ball move several times before we took a shot, and I wanted us to be going to the rim, but, you know, we got kind of careless with the ball, had some turnovers that we shouldn't have had, but it was good to see that, so it gives us something to work on going into postseason. So anytime you can find something that you know you need to work on, it's always a good thing.
So now you look at the way things sit for your guys right now. You're 10-8 on the year, and looking as far as sub-state standings go and things like that, you're in the actual sub-state, and you're looking where you're set right now. You're right now in the 2 spot, probably pretty much gets locked into that 2 spot as well. So looking at maybe Blue Valley there in the first round coming up next week. So what do you look at here in these final couple of games here before sub-state standings become finalized on Saturday?
Well, the game, we're going to play D-West tomorrow night, which was originally scheduled for Tuesday, and I know what we're going to get with them. It's going to be a very physical game. It's going to be one of those games that's probably going to be in the low 40s, and they're pretty much built like us. You know, they don't have a lot of players. We don't have a lot of players. So it's going to be one of those grinds, and it's going to be whoever can stop who when they need to stop them and score, and that will be the team that wins the game. But I'm excited for that game to happen, so.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here coming up against D-West this week and also Cornerstone on Friday and then Onega on Monday. So 3 games left here in the regular season, postseason coming up next week. So good luck the rest of the way, Coach. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, sure. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, Mark Martin, head coach of the Wetmore Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.